Today, Bez Hashem learned Daf Yud Dal of Masechtas Meila. Some of the topics we're learning about include Haken Shabereish Sheilan Shel Hekdesh Leinenim Leimoylin. A nest on a tree belonging to Hekdesh is forbidden to benefit from it, but if one does so, he's not liable for Meila. The Machlik is regarding Avodas Kachav Shneshtaber Meilah. An idol that broke on its own, is it permitted or forbidden? The three approaches in the Mishnah's halacha is Shabashera Yatis Bukana. If there's a nest on top of a tree that was worshipped as an idol, he may benefit from it. However, he should knock it down with a stick and not climb the tree to get to it, because he would be benefiting from the tree. The distinction of Hamakdash es Achirish, one who consecrated his forest, assumingly was Makdash all the byproducts, while Hagizbarim Shalak Chu'etzim, a Gizbar who bought trees for beams, assumingly was Makdash only the materials that are suitable for building. The two reasons for the halacha of Bainin B'chol V'achkach Makdishin. When building the Beis HaMikdash, they bought the building materials with borrowed money of Chulin, and when the building was complete, they transferred Kedusha from Hekdash money onto the building, and the money that became Chulin was used to pay back the lenders and workmen.